This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The highest-ranking U.S. military officer says that he believes Iran was trying to kill Americans in the missile strikes at two bases in Iraq. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that General Mark Milley's statement came after President Trump and Iran appeared to walk back from previous threats Wednesday.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, says he doesn't think Iran was just sending a message with 11 ballistic missiles landing at the Al-Asad air base in western Iraq. No Americans were killed, but Milley says, based on what he saw, he believes the strikes were intended to kill personnel and cause structural damage, destroy vehicles, equipment, and aircraft. He says an early warning system helped save lives. President Trump is calling on NATO to increase its involvement in the situation in the Middle East. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The black boxes have been recovered from a Ukrainian airliner that crashed shortly after takeoff from Tehran Airport, killing all 176 people on board.
The Boeing 737 came down early on Wednesday, shortly after takeoff from Tehran, en route to the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. Its carrier, Ukraine International Airlines, said the plane was only 3 years old and was last serviced just 2 days ago. The airline's president offered his condolences to the victims' families.
On behalf of our company, I offer deep condolences to family members of the people who were on board. It was one of our best planes with excellent, trustworthy crew.
The airline, which until now had an unblemished safety record, said it's doing everything possible to determine the cause.
And Puerto Rico slowly began to recover Wednesday from the string of devastating earthquakes that have hit the U.S. Caribbean island territory since late December. Its power grid intentionally shut